Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It is 9:08 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it all comes together. The NSK and Shikwan is on your radio. We just had a good conversation with Abuti Hank Botha, celebrated Namibian coach who's ready. That's for another season, the return of Christine Bomma. And he also hinted at a 400-meter star, a male sprinter that may come through. I personally, when it comes to 400 meters, I always give them props because I don't know how you do it to keep speed for the whole round. Nah, man. But notwithstanding that, speaking of celebrating Namibians that are doing amazing things, we've got the one and only, the certified Gweri, Mr. Vintage himself, Abudi Zulu Boy in studio. Good day, my good sir.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing today?
Very well. This is home.
This is home.
This is home. So every time I come here, I feel home, you know. This is home.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, no, welcome, man. Yes. Listen, there's something that caught my attention. Mm-hmm. Are you wearing Omegas?
Yes, the white one.
The white one.
Full house.
Full house.
Full house, eh?
I love it.
Only one. Interesting part. I've been looking for these shoes for the longest.
Seriously?
Yes, for the longest.
Where did you eventually buy them?
I can't say the name. I'm promoting the shop.
The errors will go finish.
Yes, of course. So it's in Windhoek. Yeah. All I can say is here.
Yeah, okay.
And I've been looking for these shoes for the longest.
Damn.
Because I always want to have something unique, something different.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Nah, man, your style is always impeccable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, let me promise you right now. I'm even gonna come to you for an event that's coming up. Let's say Utopi Lake, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there are levels to this.
You know why I like this style? Yeah. There's no pressure. It's flowing, and I like about this style is you can have interaction with everyone. You know, when you meet adults, when you meet young, everyone can interact,
relate to it.
Like, oh, so you know, it's easy, it's smooth operation.
It's a great conversation starter as
well. It is. But someone can go, you see, Omegas.
It's always a conversation that I always have with anyone. That's how I get to understand and get stories, even to help me with my work.
With your writing and your painting, everything.
Yes.
Yes. Love it.
Speaking of being relatable, listen, content creation.
Yes.
Just last week, Shikwan, with my column, Industry Loop, that comes up with the new Adam, I shared analysis about content creation in Namibia.
Yes.
And I was just saying that content creation has reached another level in this country. And I also wrote that I'm exceptionally happy that there are two awards platforms now that are going to celebrate content creators.
Yes.
And one of them is the one that you're involved with, the Namibian Content Creators Awards.
Yes.
Tell us about this baby.
I've been in the content creation industry for the longest now. When we opened up a studio called Afrique Studios, our mandate was to, how can we assist the Namibian industry? We are just not doing content, and we're just not producing content, because when you look at the content we produce, like for the campaigns with a lot of companies right now, where I'm also involved, is my studio that does it. And then my partners, we thought of how can we give back to the community and also assist. Because the aim is to make sure that we assist our Namibian content. We tell a story, a different story each time, and also to celebrate them, because most of the time we give our flowers while the people are gone. So, and also to create job opportunities for these people. I mean, there's a certain Nangula in the north that is creating, and you know how wild it is right now on TikTok. People have their own phones now, and imagine this specific Nangula wins in a category, and then she gets maybe a bit of money. It changes life. It changes, you know, where they are. It changes how they will move from there. So that's the idea of coming up with this, the first ever Namibian content creation awards this year. So the aim is also just to promote our content, just to make sure that we see what the people are putting out there, and also just to recognize the companies that are also allowing these people to create this content.
To create the content, how do you feel? How do I phrase this? You know what I'm thinking right now? I'm thinking about how, was it yesterday that we spoke about how much, okay, we talk about this a lot actually, how South African influences Namibia so much.
Yes. Yes.
And how a lot of our content has become like South Africa,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So from your standpoint, what makes our content different from what we normally see from other creators like in South Africa, Botswana and so forth?
Yes. You know, as I'm saying, TikTok really gives you a very kind of a different view of content.
Yeah.
Because people allow themselves now to be themselves and the devices, they do it at home.
Mm.
So I think us doing it at home, us telling story, being at home, plays a big role.
Mm.
As much as South Africa influences us, right now, as I say, people have changed the narrative of doing stuff, the way of doing it. Of course, we are influenced by the global world.
The world, yeah.
Yes, here and there. But it's a time now that everyone is doing really just doing their own stuff.
Mm.
Everyone is just happy at home. Everyone is just doing, you can see now a Tatekulu or a Memekulu or Oma, they are doing TikTok now.
Mm.
But back in the days, it was different. It was only the young people.
Mm.
So I think that's where now we are starting to change.
We're starting to tell more of our story.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I think for me, you know, as an OG, right?
Yeah.
Yo, you know, as Kuma content creation 10 years ago. What are you talking about? You know, and I've grown to love TikTok, and I've grown to love, especially via Shekwan, because Shekwan loves Namibian TikTok, and Namibian content creators, right? And not necessarily just TikTok, YouTube, and so on.
Yes.
Mm.
So through these conversations with Shekwan, you know, you I discovered, for instance, YouTube channels like couples YouTube channels and you know, people that are doing all sorts of things.
Yes.
The categories that we have for the content creators awards.
Yes.
Has that been said? Has that been decided on already?
Mm-hmm.
And what type of categories are we looking
at? Okay. The catch frame of this awards, how interesting it's gonna be. It's gonna be a public call out. So you nominate. We don't nominate. You nominate. We are just gonna have a day where we are gonna call out. You nominate who you want to win, who you want to be part of the awards. So at the end of the day, we don't want to be an award where we are affiliated of you're only selecting certain who and who.
Mm.
The people must vote. The people must say, okay, NSK or whoever needs to create content must be on that platform.
Mm.
Then what we have with the judges is just, the judges are just to make sure that
to verify
and everything is proper and it's done the right way. And then from there, the public still votes who wins.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, the public needs to decide. We don't decide.
Because they're the ones that consume the content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So apart from that, then we, once the people vote, then you're the winner. We have made a preliminary categories. I'll just go through.
All right.
I was about to ask, actually.
Yes. So those are a few categories we are looking at. Creator of the Year, Travel and Tourism, Dance Award, Foodie Award, Fashion and Lifestyle Award, Fitness, Song of the Year. We also want to include music, remember, because most of the time we use music through our content. Influencer of the Year, Visual Arts, Funniest Emerging Content Award, Videographer, Photographer, Best Influence Campaign, where you have you have people that are doing campaigns in influence for brands. YouTube Channel of the Year, Best Content Creating Corporation. So we also bring in companies. So there might be a company that produces beautiful content, so they might also win. And also Best Traditional Culture.
Again, from Shekwan abusing me with this Namibian content creators thing.
I know him all the time.
There's one day.
Yes.
Maybe that's why you should have Shekwan actually on your comedy putter.
Mm-hmm.
Finance.
Mm-hmm.
Because Shekwan talks about woven all the time.
Yes, finance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So these are, as I'm saying, these are categories that we have brought up as an organizing committee. By the time we sit down with our judges, they'll also help us channel the best category. So these are just preliminary categories that we have put out there.
Yeah.
As I said, we are going to do a call out.
Mm.
Once we do a call out, then from the call
from
out,
the
then,
entries,
then,
yeah.
then we can now decide what can go in here and who can go in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think the one thing that I'm really appreciating now is that everyone is not creating the same content anymore.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. You're right.
And I also love how, like, for example, I've actually seen the work that you do with Afrique Studios.
Yeah.
The work that you're actually doing, partner, is actually really brilliant stuff.
Thank you so much.
I mean, just kudos for that.
Shout out to the team.
Yeah, to the team, right? Not me alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Corporate Namibia, Buddha.
Yes.
That fight. Are we? Are they on board? Is there a few of them? You know what I mean?
When we did the launch was basically to also just invite corporates to come on board. The reason why we also have content is because of corporates. Because most of the time, influencers or people advertise for companies. So even right now, there is a call. We are still doing a few meetings here and there. We are looking for people to really come on board and just support this initiative. It's not for me, but it's for our people. So at the end of the day, they have to look at it in that way. Categories will be sponsored by corporates. So if you are a corporate there and we are busy sending out emails, you can contact us and say, okay, maybe this is a travel and tourism category. I'll want to be part of this. And then we tell you how much it is. And so that at least... We are not only looking at monetary giving money, but we also want to give tools to this content. Yes. Imagine now, NSK, tools, you don't have a proper phone. We want technology companies to come on board and say, guys, I'm willing to give you guys cameras worth than 50,000. That is the kind of relationship we are trying to build.
Yeah.
So it's because at the end of the day, we want to empower the people. Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking right now? A masterclass would not be a bad idea.
That's part of also that's what
now
also,
pop shit about it, honey.
I'm talking. There is so much. You know, I'm so excited.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about the masterclass because, as much as because at the end of the day, we don't want to be like any other industry where they are gatekeepers.
So we have a workshop. Right? We have a workshop. So this is how the deadlines are going to be.
Okay.
We are going to do another launch, media launch. We have already done it. We are going to do a nomination launch where we are now announcing the nominees.
Yes.
So after the nominees, we are going to have a creative workshop, creative content creator workshop that allows you now... We bring in different people from different industries, whether it's finances. You know, running, doing content is more like running a business now.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yes.
You need guidance. You need people to take you through.
To guide you.
So
through.
Even if you don't win, at least you go back with your knowledge at home. Like, oh, so literally I can do A, B, and C and D.
So we books like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we are gonna have a workshop before the awards.
Okay.
We are gonna also have. We are gonna announce all these dates. Though the hours we are looking at August, September there.
August,
we don't have
September.
A final date yet, depending on the sponsors and all that. But we are going to have a workshop where at least if you don't win, at least you go back home with knowledge.
You've got some tools here to go back
home. So at least it's something to take back home. So it's just not an award, but it's a platform also to showcase. And
networking and so forth.
The bigger it gets, the bigger we are able to export our stars to the global.
Absolutely. Look, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I promise you, as a patriotic Namibian, I am happy. I will always be hard on corporate Namibia, and I always say, listen, you always say that we don't have the initiatives. The initiative is here now. Jump on board now. And I can promise you right now, behind the scenes, Fresh FM and myself and Shaquan, especially Shaquan.
We'll
be rooting for this platform, Buddha.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you guys also came on board right now to share the news, because at the end of the day, we need this kind of motivation for our viewers, for our corporates, because this, as I'm saying, this is not for me.
First ever, in Namibia?
I'm doing this platform. Yes, first ever. I'm doing this platform so that it grows, so that our industry grows, so that we are at the level where the international. I'll want after 10 years or 5 years, Netflix to come and scout for this, you know, content creators and say, okay, I saw you this here and there through this platform. I'm willing to give you an offer. So that's the kind of look we are looking at that.
You will
for
testify.
The future.
That's it.
You will testify.
Yes.
It's the original query.
Yes.
Certified. Vintage. Wearing Omegas.
Yes.
You will see the picture we'll be posted now. Zulu Boy, thank you so much for your time, my good sir.
No, thank you so much for
having me. And thank you for being a creative at heart. As a matter of fact, a practitioner, creative practitioner at heart.
Yes.
I learned that word from Tutu, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Creative practitioner. That's it. Thank you so much, Buddha.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That's it. Cheers.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.